On to the land of Kushan. Steadfast in our goal, our journey, the quest. In the footsteps of Alexander the King, Cyrus the Great. Across the vast expanse of the desert, onward. Taklamakan, parched, dry, thirsty for life. O'er the mountain passes of the great Pamir Range, broad valleys, lush and green, with orchards of fruit, sweet and inviting, as if beckoning, like the glance of a young Baluchi maiden, who has come to the realization of beauty in the blossoming of her youth. On through the Hindu Kush, the land of Ashoka, the benevolent Raja of Indostan. Our caravan halts as night draws a veil over the day. We lie down to sleep under the glistening stars. Light beams seemingly bounce off endless celestial bodies. There in the sky, we behold the moon, like its counterpart, the sun, which holds dominion o'er the waking hours. Both the moon and the sun, chips of light, bearing the souls of the recently departed, transporting them to their permanent abode, high in the heavens, in gardens of crystal illumination, described in the scriptures of Mani and the Buddha, Hermes and Zoroaster, in the Rig Veda and the Gospels, the Ginza, the Book of Johann the Baptist, the Greek texts of Socrates and Aristotle, written in the language of the Sogdians and the Tatars, of Aramaic and Farsi, Armenian, Sanskrit, Latin and Coptic, in every city from Damascus to the Great Wall of China, differing yet united, varied but similar, all proclaiming the same truth and reality. We gaze and we wonder. Huddled about a central campfire, our wagon train and its members, meager and alone, in the shadow of the mountains, tired and exhausted. Eagerly, we anticipate arrival to our destination. The spice markets of Takashila, Mathura, Bamiyan, Merv, Herat, that city of opium and opulence, Kohand, in the valley of Fergana, the air redolent with the scent of roses, Kashgar and Turfan, beyond the realm of Khwarizm, from whence cometh silk and fine fabrics, soft in texture, as if created by the hands of angels. We sit round the fire tonight, strangers all, hailing from a dozen nations, united in our desire for the Ashik bard to unravel a tale from long ago, his voice singing those ancient verses of love and war, trust and deceit, heaven and earth, magical beasts, fabulous birds, men of iron and steel, women whose beauty might conquer empires, lessons to be learned, deeds to emulate, that which we share as humans within our hearts, that to which we all can relate as beings in our souls. Tonight, we are one. Tonight, we are transported to a realm of imagination, another world, place, and time. Here, under the stars, in the middle of this vast desert, upon this timeless road of silk, we become as one, for we are all the subjects of our fate, our destiny, witnesses to eternity, written in the patterns of the stars, as recounted in the song of the bard. Upon the morrow, we break camp, encouraging the mules, the horses, and the camels, as well as each other, for we shall soon arrive, our destination, a great metropolis of culture and trade. Prayers, a multitude of faiths, recited by voices in 100 different tongues, facing east or west, worshiping a god on high, or the four winds that blow from the north or south. In palaces of light and temples of learning, we trade and bargain, seeking goods to barter. The scent of spices, the aroma of exotic foods, the storybook before us, the costume of one's native land. Here we are all one. Here we are all brethren. Here we are committed to living, to life. And when we have completed our task, we make ready to return home, bringing with us those goods we bargained for, hoping to make a profit, to sustain us for the coming year, enlightened by the folk we met, the friendships we made, inspired by the vast variety of humanity. There in the market square of the great city, all together working, discussing, learning, and laughing, sharing thoughts and ideas, exchanging universal truth, negating falsity, acquiring knowledge anew, to illuminate another place upon the globe, in our time and in the future, for the benefit of all. Here, upon this silken road, in this timeless city, where heaven and earth become as one, where the divine being sits upon the throne, in our heart.